Debbie Samet is leading the charge in organizing a class action lawsuit against BMO Canada. In September 2022, Samet noticed $3,000 had been e-transferred out of her account without her authorization. After going public with her story on Aurelia Matters, 30 people contacted her to say they had the same experience. An Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada investigation from 2021 found BMO Canada's online banking software had significant weaknesses in its technical safeguards between June 2017 and January 2018, allowing potential attackers to breach about 113,000 bank accounts. A lot of other banks are doing things like a two-step authentication code to improve their security, Samet said. Even after that breach, the Bank of Montreal has done nothing to improve their security. Samet and the 30 others who have experienced alleged fraud from their BMO accounts have hired a lawyer with the intent of launching a class action lawsuit against the bank. But the Ombudsman for Banking Services and Investments, who investigated Samet's original claim, says BMO did nothing wrong. "We considered your complaint very carefully," reads its ruling. "While we are sympathetic to your circumstances, we are not recommending BMO compensate you because the transaction was completed using your banking information, and the account agreement says consumers must protect their banking information." The Ombudsman said its investigation determined someone signed onto Samet's online banking using her debit card number and online banking password to complete the e-transfer. Further, the Ombudsman said the bank sent a one-time verification code to the email address on file and the code was successfully entered the first time. In addition, a scan of Samet's device showed no evidence of malware or viruses. Samet, however, claims she never received the verification code, and the others who have had similar issues didn't either, she said. "They say an online banking password was sent to our email addresses. And they never received one," she said, adding she checked through her emails, including the spam and trash folders. "I kept asking them for proof that they had sent the code to me, but they ignored my multiple requests," Samet said. "It's frustrating," she added. The OPP is saying because BMO deems it's not their fault, they OPP have completed their investigation, Samet said. Meanwhile, she added, "BMO says if I have any further issues, go to the OPP. So, I'm sent from one organization to another, in circles, with no results." That frustration is what led to the idea to file a class action lawsuit. "We are trying to tackle it legally together to get our own money back," says Samet, who alleges some members of the group have lost more than she has. Someone in the group had somebody go into their line of credit and switch it over to their checking account before taking it. So, now they are paying interest on money that somebody stole from them. Others in the group have lost upward of $18,000 to theft, she claims. "One person's e-transfer limit was only $3,000, Samet said. "The limit was raised and then they took out $5,000 three times over. The bank told them that they had upped the limit without their authorization." Samet said, "There is something really strange going on that is costing people their money. While she is holding BMO responsible for her missing money, she still isn't sure who took it. It's just strange that all of these people in the last year or two have suffered from this," she said. She is hopeful she will get her money back through the lawsuit. "I think the biggest thing, though, is spreading awareness," she said. "I don't want this to happen to anybody else." BMO Canada Media Relations Director Jeff Roman called Samet's predicament an unfortunate situation, but said, due to customer confidentiality, he could not disclose specific information about it. "We encourage customers to be diligent in protecting their online and mobile credentials and keep their secret code and card number confidential," Roman said in an email. "Customers should sign up for BMO alerts to monitor their account for suspicious transaction activity, and frequently change their password or PIN. Customers should not share their banking information and password with friends or family members. Customers should always choose strong and unique passwords that cannot be easily guessed by someone else. Use a different password for each online account, Never use birthdays, anniversaries, children's names, for example. If customers think they are becoming victim of a scam or notice strange activity on their account, they should report it to their bank immediately. We always encourage customers to contact the police so we can support their investigation and their attempt to recover the funds. He noted BMO offers online resources that focus on how customers can protect themselves. Anyone wanting to connect with Samit regarding this matter can email her at jumprun1@yahoo.com. With files from Dave Dawson.